Father, we give you the praise. 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 Father, we give you the honor. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. What a mighty, awesome conference. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. Can you shake the hands of somebody and tell them congratulations? Congratulations, congratulations. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Wasn't that a very wonderful conference? I think if we do anything today beyond appreciation and thanksgiving, then it may be lack of character. Praise the Lord. I speak very sharply just to charge you on the subject, the character of thanksgiving. The character of thanksgiving, the character of gratitude. In the book of Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, it said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It is a good thing. It is fitting. It is appropriate. It is in order to give thanks to the Lord. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Our objective is just to understand the essence of thanksgiving, or what thanksgiving implies, and then to understand the impact of thanksgiving. What does thanksgiving imply? When a person gives thanks, like we all know, being able to say thank you both to God and to man is a rapidly disappearing virtue from the earth today. Rapidly disappearing. Children are finding it difficult to say thank you to parents. Parents are finding it very extremely difficult to say thank you to children when necessary, because they think it's my child, they should do this. Husbands are finding it difficult to say thank you to wife when the wife has done what is right. Wives are finding it difficult to say thank you to husbands because they have a mentality of it is my right. People are finding it difficult to say thank you to anybody. Like I say all the time, you slow down your vehicle for someone to pass. The least they can do is just to wave or something. That's disappearing. And it is in line with the symptoms of the end time. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible said, in the last days, know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. So unthankfulness or thanklessness is an end time symptom. But we shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Somebody say loud amen. What does thanksgiving imply? What does it communicate? Number one, thanksgiving implies spirituality. It implies spirituality. It communicates spirituality. Spiritual people are thanksgivers. Spiritual people are thankful people. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, the Bible said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." I formed them for myself. They shall show forth my praise. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9, he said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." It is part and parcel of spirituality. The way prayer is spirituality, and study of the word, and fasting, and soul winning, giving, it is spiritual to be thankful. When you come around deeply spiritual people, people who really know God, they are profusely appreciative, profusely thankful. God has given me the privilege to come around such people. Very, very deeply thankful. Thanksgiving implies or communicates spirituality. Number two, thanksgiving implies or communicates understanding. It shows that someone has understanding of issues in the realm of the spirit. What kind of understanding is it? In Romans chapter 9, verse 16, he said, "It's not of him, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." The understanding is, I am not powerful enough to give myself the results I see. It's not my education or my strength that has kept me alive. It's not my connection or anything. It communicates deep spiritual understanding. That you understand issues. So the two things I've said now mean that if someone does not understand thanks, does not know what it means to thank, to give thanks, it means the person is shallow spiritually. No matter how much tongue they speak or anything, they are shallow spiritually. Also, if somebody is not giving thanks, it means they lack understanding. There is something they don't know. So first, thanksgiving implies spirituality. And two, please be consistent. Second, thanksgiving implies understanding. Number three, what does thanksgiving imply? It implies generosity, goodness. Generosity or goodness. It is the communication of generosity or goodness. Thanksgiving is a giving. Thanksgiving. A thanksgiver is a giver. He gives. Just that what he is giving is thanks. He's a generous person. Good people give thanks. He communicates generosity, communicates goodness. It shows that you are a good person. A bad person don't say thank you to anybody. They are bad. They have an entitlement mentality. Psalm 29 verse 2. He said, "Give to the Lord the glory that belongs to him. Give him the thanks that is due to him." It's a good person that does not deprive people their rights. It belongs to God. It's due to him. Give it to him. So a thanksgiver is a spiritual person. Is a person of understanding. And is a good person. Very good person. Very generous person. These are qualities to embrace. What is the impact of our thanksgiving? Number one. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. He said. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small. Number one effect of thanksgiving is the manifestation of God. The manifestation of God. You want to get God into action. Give him thanks. It's all from Jeremiah 30 and 19. You want to get God into action. Give him thanks. You want God to outdo what he did before. Give him thanks. Recognize what he has done before. The manifestation of God. Number two is the multiplication of good. Everything that is good multiplies around the person who gives thanks. Don't ever allow the devil to focus you or focus your life on what is not working. Determine to be focused on what is working around your life. The multiplication of good. Jesus gave thanks on 5 loaves and 2 fishes in John chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. And he multiplied. You want good things to multiply? You want resources to multiply? Give God thanks. And finally, it is the glorification of God's people. And I will glorify them. And they shall not be small. I will take out shame from all their lives. I will cause them to reach their potentials. I will cause them to realize their potentials and to reach their destiny. Because he called us unto glorification. I will glorify them. And they shall not be small. Anybody trusting for the manifestation of God, the multiplication of good, and glorification of life, you'll be ready to give God thanks. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudmost amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Are you ready to give thanks to God this morning? How many of you, we are not at a vigil? Let me see your hand. Don't feel bad. I'm not trying to condemn you. Just to confirm something. Just wave your hands. All right. So almost 50%. Drop your hand. How many of you are at the vigil? Okay. All right. Well, still more. All right. All right, you are welcome. At the vigil, there was the release of the album 10 in his presence. If you have the track, just play for us the track one and then the track last very quickly. The aim of this is to give you antidepressant and to give you the tonic of joy and cause your feet to be on the floor all the time and run the devil of heaviness back to hell. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God in a few minutes' time. While we are doing so, you have a testimony that you have not yet shared. Something God has done for you in the course of this conference or even before. Some people will be there to receive the testimony. While we're going, explosive praise. And then, are you set? I thought they played it at a vigil. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. All right. Somebody give the king the praise. All right, we'll move straight into praise worship. Stand up on your feet, everybody, and let's give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a praise. Take your seat and let's do it well. Now jump on your feet and give the Lord a praise. We saw all manner of miracles, all manner of signs, all manner of wonders, all manner of unbelievable testimonies. As we celebrate God now, it will multiply. We'll start with 8 minutes. 8 stands for a new beginning. You believe God will begin something new in your life, celebrate. Walk to 7 people, tell them, I want to give God praise. I want to give Him praise. Let's go. Just a moment. I want to say that in case your seat cannot contain you, feel free to step forward under control of the crowd, the usher and so on. But just feel very free. And if the person by you is too civilized, you can tell him, just excuse me a bit. I will join you in civilization later. But I want to express myself to God. I want you to praise every depression back to hell. Anything that remains for God to do for you that has not yet happened, praise it into manifestation. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And let's praise ourselves into the next level. Go ahead and let's celebrate God. just worship him. Let's proceed in the worship of God. Let's proceed. Let's proceed. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. I need the every hour. Get your hands up. Most gracious Lord. No time I was like that can be a fool. I lift your voice and sing, I need it. Cherish the old rugged cross, till my cross at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross.
one more time, so I'll cherish your love and God. Till my cross at last I lay down, I will cling to the old love and God.
Lift your hand.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the tangibility of your presence. And thank you for all you did for us in the course of this conference. We worship you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. Whisper that name, Jesus. Of the Holy Ghost today, Father, thank you. That's right. He said the Lord will perfect all that concerns you. All that concerns you. Jehovah God is perfecting all that concerns somebody. All that concerns your life. Your spiritual life. Your marital life. Your financial life. Your career life. He is perfecting all that concerns you. Receive His perfection in your life right now. He is perfecting all that concerns you. 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 He is perfecting all that concerns you now. Father, thank you. Lift your hands high, Master. Perfect all. Perfect all that concerns your children this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. As you perfect all that concerns your children. And I say in the name of Jesus, scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself and begin to receive His perfection. He's perfecting your health like that man's prostate. He's perfecting your marriage, your marital destiny, your financial destiny. He's perfecting your ministry. He's perfecting your business. He is perfecting. You are receiving that perfection now. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive it. Receive perfection. Receive perfection. The perfection. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive now. Perfection, 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 perfection of all that concerns you. Receive it now. You are worthy, Lord, of our praise. You are worthy, Lion of Judah. Receive it.
You are worthy, Lion of Judah. You are the one.
With your hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the adoration, give him the worship. Thank you, Master, for diverse healings this morning. I see diverse healings this morning. That chest affliction just got healed, and that heart condition got healed, and somebody's major organ has just been repaired by God. That lower back condition has just been healed. That affliction on the right, between the right breast and the right shoulder, right there on that right junction, the Lord has healed somebody's affliction right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, left eye healed by the power of God. Whether it's a sight problem or a trauma problem, God has healed it right now. And I take authority over the spirit of near success syndrome and failure at the edge of breakthrough. It has just got broken right now. The spirit of wretchedness and empty-handedness, spirit of poverty returns back to hell. Ancestral curse of limitation, the forces of witchcraft, they just got broken right now. Someone just came out of a cave and out of a grave and out of a pit right now. God is opening a new chapter and a new page for the life of somebody today. You believe that? Give the Lord a shout of victory. Check yourself quickly. God touched you. You got healed of any of the things I mentioned, or something else. Check your back, check your hands, check your back, check your shoulders, check your neck, check that growth in that right breast and that sensation. Check yourself. And if you got healed just now, quickly come forward here. Or you got an encounter from God, quickly come forward here. Give the Lord a clap of hands as they come. Now you can play that clip. Play that clip if you have it now. The first clip. Take your seat. Quickly step forward here. Check your leg, check your back, check your neck. A big clap and a shout of praise. In His presence, volume 10. I'll play the last track for you shortly. Let us know what's happening. You took some regular testimonies. Did you have some regular testimony, so you want us to start from here? Yes, so let's start with that while you line up this. Quickly.
Sister Jessica Ugo, Brother Daniel O'Malley from Kogi State, Pastor Undakuma Francis from Cameroon, Sister Joy Jollo from Benin Republic, and Sister Grace Ashu from USA. Jessica Ugo said 2 weeks ago, an arrow of paralysis was shot at her. She couldn't walk. If she used to move at all, she was assisted by her son. And she lies down to eat. She couldn't sit down. With pain, she came for this conference. But during the vigil, when at the shout of let the mountain move, the paralysis took off, the pain disappeared, and she started walking normally. She was bent over before, but now she is very straight.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. It's permanent in Jesus' name. Yes, go ahead.
Brother O'Malley Daniel from Kogi State had an accident. He was in coma for 70 days. At the end of the 70 days, he came out of the coma, but his left hand was paralyzed. Doctors could not do anything about it. He was brought in here by family and friends during the crossover without carryover into 2023. In that brutal service of crossing over to this year, that paralysis of the left hand couldn't cross over with him. The pain took off, the bone was mended, and now he can lift up.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand, lift the hand, let's see. Father, thank you. We give you the praise. You are free permanently in Jesus' name.
Amen. Brother Undakuma Francis from Cameroon.
Yes.
He had hernia on the two sides. He was booked for surgery in Cameroon. But he said, let me go for the conference, and when I return, we can do the surgery. But God performed the surgery here. The two hernias disappeared miraculously.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey, 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 hey. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. I prophesy to you right now, every mountain that is standing in your life, they are moving right now. See, after me saying the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every mountain.
Standing.
Around my life.
And my destiny.
Today is your end.
All you mountains.
All you mountains.
All your mountains.
Get set. Shall go. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat, yes.
Sister Joy Jollo from Benin Republic. For 10 years, she said she was plagued with an allergy of sneezing. She couldn't stay among crowd. But she came in for International Minister Flaming Fire Conference 2 years ago, precisely year 2021. And in that conference, the Lord handled the allergy. Now she can stay in any crowd. She has been here in this conference, for example.
She came from Cameroon.
Benin Republic.
To be precise. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for your intervention in our life.
Pastor Grace Ashu came in with growth on her neck for 10 years. Bulged out very physical on the neck. But she said during the vigil, at the shout of move, that mountain moved. The growth disappeared.
Growth of 10 years.
For 10 years, sir. Disappeared. She looked for it. She couldn't find it.
Wow. Give the Lord a big clap. Are you about to tell another mountain to move? Hold on with that sister there.
Sir, she also said she had a challenge of property held down in USA. Two properties. While she was here attending to God's presence in the conference, call started coming. Message was sent to her. Say, come and get your property. It is released.
Hey! Can you sell the mountains to move? Say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
Every mountain.
Standing around.
My life.
Today. You are moving.
You are moving.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mountain.
Mountain.
Move.
Now.
Now. In the name.
Lift your hands. I pray for your ear. Whatever affliction the enemy planned for it, or is there already, or whatever it is, command it to go.
Jesus' name, like a pain on the ear.
Come, mother.
Lift up your hands. As the Lord has released your property and also healed you of the tumor, I declare that every bone be healed from the waist down.
Every bone from the waist down is healed. Stand up and confirm that.
Yes, sir. This is our sister, Monica. Monica,
no, let me finish with her. Tell me about the bone on the hip. What happened?
Sometimes when I stand, I can't stand for long because I feel the pain. It radiates all the way to my legs. But I told my God, I said, I will not stop wearing my 12-inch shoes because the devil will not take it away from me. Karabash. When you were talking and saying that God called Abraham at the age of 75, I said, I am 68 years old. God, the devil will not stop me. I am moving.
Almost 70. Lift up your hands. The shoe is very important. Power of the Holy Ghost. I declare the healing upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. The guy's shoe is very important. Very important.
Very important. No devil can stop her from wearing it.
Sir, accurate word for Sister Joy. She says she has been experiencing difficulty in hearing. She's even planning to visit the doctor right now concerning the ear matter. And the word just came.
All right.
The two ears.
The two ears. Father, thank you because it is done. Anything that is hidden in your body that nobody is aware of, any situation that is an issue in your life that nobody is aware of, that God alone knows about right now, I declare it handled in the name of Jesus.
Oh, the Holy Ghost is done. Yes, go ahead.
Sister Monica from Kenya said 2 weeks ago there was a call for the supernatural turnaround seed, which she did so.
From
Kenya.
She did it in Kenya.
Yes, sir. She came in just yesterday in Nigeria here. A heavy alert hit her to that effect, and she's giving God praise
wow.
for that visitation.
Everybody trusting God for a turnaround, I declare, it is released right now.
Amen.
And all of you watching from Kenya, I declare the release of fire of the Holy Ghost and a turnaround in the name of Jesus.
Yes. She also said God healed her from an affliction at the vigil. She said something left her. She was very weak before then, but now she can run and do everything.
Amen.
Her son had malaria and was treated. And afterward, his legs became very, very inflamed, very big. It was in the midst of the conference that the power of God touched the boy, and that leg deflated. And she has
wow.
come to give praise to God too.
Wow. His leg is permanently healed. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Be free.
Our sister said her life had been shattered, battered, buffeted owing to satanic cobweb attacks for years, number of years she can't account for. She said in one of the sessions, after the morning session, she went under the gallery and was praying and fell asleep. And in that sleep, she found herself praying still. And God's servant appeared, used his hand and wiped her face. And she got up from that encounter. That was it about cobweb attacks.
Give the Lord a praise.
Every satanic witchcraft network. Are you ready for that? Every witchcraft network. Say after me. Every witchcraft network.
Every witchcraft network.
That is trying. To impede. My progress in life.
My progress in life.
You are set on fire.
Our sister came in from Benue State for the convention. She said after, I think it was a Tuesday morning session, she went back to the hostel, and while she slept, she had an encounter where she saw two vultures appeared by her side. And all of a sudden, God's servant appeared in that dream And at the instance of his appearing, those vultures began to decay, became rotten. And while she beheld what was happening, two other vultures came and ate up the decaying vultures. And she woke up from that. Her life, she said, everything had been stagnated. And she knows that that is a turnaround for her.
In the name of Jesus, every demon of reproach around your life, I declare today they are arrested and set on fire.
A brother came in from Ghana, from Cameroon, I beg your pardon. He said, this is a testimony of limits lifted. His family had a limitation, nobody making any progress. But he said he had an encounter where God's servants and God's handmaiden appeared in his primary school in the village and excavated something from the earth. And after that, everything began to turn around. He showed me a picture, I beg your pardon, of a revival worship meeting, very massive in Cameroon there. And from that encounter also, doors of international appointments and everything opened up for him, and he's not taking also that for granted. Yes, that's his wife.
In the name of Jesus, fresh grace. Return back with fresh grace. How? Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' name is done. Yes.
Our brother said he came in, he attended Dunamis Church for the first time in 2021. And then a student of the University of Abuja doing trying to pursue his law degree. And when he came and heard the kinds of words that were issued from this altar, he made up his mind that enough is enough for any form of mediocrity. Then he said, no more bees in his resort. Went back in the power of the words he received, and then God visited him. He began to have them A's and A's. And just on Tuesday, he got this certificate with a first class honors law.
What, is that your first degree?
I went back to study law.
After you went back to study law. Wow. And you came out with first class in law from Uni Abuja. Congratulations. You know, these days it's very difficult for a public university to award a first class. Mm-hmm. But now we give the Lord the praise because that is done. Congratulations, and may God take you places in Jesus' name.
Brother Isaac and his mother. 4 days ago, he saw one of his uncles in a dream and woke up with paralysis, excruciating headache, and body vibration to the extent that they couldn't sleep. The mother backed him to this place this morning, trusting God of this great commission to intervene in his case. As the word went forth, say he came under power, and he saw an object left him. The body vibration stopped. He stood up by himself, and now had the standing sees what he could do for some days.
It backed him to come.
Come on.
That demonic presence returns back to her in Jesus' precious name. You are free. Amen.
So hold on. I think we can start from the line. We can start. Let her remain on the line. Yes, yeah. So we can. Who is taking this question?
This, once you made those declarations, waste conditions and all that, she came in with 15 years of excruciating lower waist pain. It disappeared immediately. Also, 15 years of ulcer with chest pain radiating to the back. It disappeared. And then nasal allergies also disappeared.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lift up your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. It is over. Yes.
A week to the convention, she came down with allergic keratoconjunctivitis. And when she came in here, immediately she stepped in for the conference. She said, God began to work on it. This morning when you made the declarations, all the pain is gone. The itching is gone. You can see there's still a slight tinge of redness, which is now
gone. Congratulations. It is over. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob possess their possession.
20 years peptic ulcer disease just vanished.
Just now. Somebody give the Lord a big clap.
He came in with it this morning.
He came with the symptoms this morning.
Yes, sir.
And it is gone. Give the Lord the praise. It's over in Jesus' name.
Sister Jocelyn Abutu and her siblings have been struggling with the spirit of stagnation and marital failure. Those who got married got divorced. And others trusting for marriage all to no avail. Until today, As the word went forth, saw herself in her father's house and her siblings in a cage. And suddenly fire appeared. Gate got opened and they were flung out. And that deliverance has come.
Everywhere the devil has caged you and your family members, I announce today the cage is broken and you are out. The cage is broken and you are out. In the name of Jesus.
So this mama is from Delta State, living in Oju. She speaks the language fluently.
Obi, okay.
And
Delta State, living in Obi.
Yes, and had hoped to meet you when you went there for that the last program there. But anyway, she came in here and she's just been healed of a lower back condition. She said she couldn't sleep last night. She came for the convention. She couldn't sleep last night because of the waist pain. And instantly, as soon as you made the declaration, it disappeared.
Congratulations, Mama, you are free. You return back to Obi and return with testimony. Jesus' precious name.
She had herpes zoster 2008, which finished. But you know, as his characteristics, the scars kept on giving her excruciating pains like pinpricks and all that. And she came in this morning with that pain. Pain disappeared. She also had lower back pain. That one had lasted how long? For years, she couldn't quite tell how many. The lower back pain also disappeared.
Give the Lord a praise. It is permanently healed in the name of Jesus. Can we begin to round off here?
Yes, sir. Sister Iru Ihioma came with hypertensive diagnosis of over 10 years and with serious ulcer pain and also heart palpitation. At the instance of the administration, she felt a weight lifted off her chest and now she's feeling well.
Congratulations. In Jesus' name, it is over.
So, Sister Alice, she came last year, June 30th, she had an accident where she fractured both legs. And she has been in the hospital and God began to heal her. She kept coming and God kept healing her to the extent that she could walk and she was able to come to church today. But she still had some pains on the knee and at the shout of I receive, she had a cracking sound on that knee, and now the pains are gone. She can kneel freely, and now she's very mobile. She can walk.
Congratulations, it is free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Next. Sister Hannah, she says she has had internal heat and moving object in her body for the past 6 years. She couldn't sleep.
Please, we'll just stop with her for the sake of time.
She couldn't sleep, and she said that problem took her to several places until finally she came to Dunamis, and she said today, at the shout of receive, she felt fire all over her body and now the pain is checked back to hell. The movement in the body is gone and she's healed.
Give the Lord a praise. It is over. Jesus' precious name. The witchcraft power is over. Yes.
Sir, the mantle of this commission just arrested shame and restored dignity to this sister. For 6 years, she said, an offensive odor comes from her. She couldn't stay among people. When she sits down, people begin to stand up immediately. She has a shop. When customers enter, they run away. They block their nose. But 3 days ago, she decided to sit among two persons. For 10 minutes, no one complained. She turned to the sister by her and said, are you perceiving anything? The sister said, no. And I interviewed her. I was close to her. I didn't perceive anything.
Oh my God.
Dignity restored.
What a devil.
Oh my God.
Can you stand up on your feet? I announce today, every smell of shame around your life, every aroma of disgrace around your life is arrested now. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every smell of shame, every aroma of shame, today is your end. You are returning back to hell. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord will clothe you with dignity.
Amen.
He will clothe you
Amen.
With honor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I call it
God.
Jesus. The testimonies we've not been able to take now, about 66.
Incredible.
That is outside of the ones we had taken earlier, just in this morning service.
Give the Lord a praise. Celebration as they return back to their seat. If the testimony is so striking, please let us hear it in the second service. Celebration.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please take your seat. You are here this morning needing surrender of your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, you meant it. Will you stand up on your feet and let us receive you right in the frontier? Quickly pick your Bibles and your Bibles. Rush towards the frontier. Be the first person to come and not the last person. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Pick your Bibles and your Bibles and step forward. Addiction, a negative lifestyle, smoking, drinking, womanizing, gambling, masturbation, prostitution, anything that you know God is not happy with, alcoholism, Indian hemp, addictions, quickly step forward and let God set you free from this power of hell. I'll give you another count of 10. 1. Quickly come forward. 2. Because we can. For today, because I want to see my Jesus. Because I want to say no longer with you. With my pleasure, I'll say. Say no longer with you. Say no longer with you. To go God's way the rest of my life. Made up my mind to go God's way. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. And help from above is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.